Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's good to be in your presence, Jesus. Presence of the Holy Spirit and God the Father. This moment of reflection, of listening, opening our hearts to you, Blessed Trinity, coming aware of you at the heart and center of our being, our soul, our life. And we begin, as we always do, by bringing to mind once again those theological virtues, those virtues that are rooted in God, that have God as their object, their focus, faith in God, hope in God, love for God. So I believe in you, Lord. I believe you're here. I believe in you, Holy Spirit, active in my soul, guiding my mind, certainly respecting my freedom, but placing before me truths, connecting them, inspiring me by them. I hope in you, God my Father. I hope in your love, your truth, your kindness as my loving Father that guides and teaches and reveals the path on which I should grow and live. You guide me with your truth. I hope in that truth. I hope in you. And I love you. I love that you have not left me orphaned, left me in my sin, left me in my weakness, left me in my confusion, but you've come to me through Christ, in Christ, through the church, through my family, through the witness of faith of so many other people, through my brother priests, through the community of faith you surrounded me with. I love you for all those expressions of your guidance and truth and kindness. I humble myself before you to learn, to listen, to be open, to be guided. Thank you for your presence, for your word, for the way your Holy Spirit's active in my mind and heart during this meditation. And I turn my heart now to Gospel of Luke 6, 39 to 42. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice a splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you'll be able to see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. Jesus, there's so many amazing truths, amazing sayings you have, but this one has to be one of the most universally known. The blind guiding the blind, right? That is that possible? Well, certainly we can say, Jesus, yeah, it's possible. Yes, a blind person can guide a blind person, but isn't the whole purpose of guiding to that one leads another, that one knows more than another, that one has more experience than the other? And the whole purpose of having a guide is to avoid falling into the pits, avoid getting off the trail, avoid getting lost. So one can do it, but can't really do it as a guide. One can lead another, but can't do it as a guide if you're blind. So that means I need a wise, eyes wide open guide for my life, for my soul. And who sees farther, who sees better, who understands with kind of depth and fullness of understanding more than you, Jesus? Who else can guide my life, my heart, my judgment better than you? Who else can be my guide more than you? Who else can keep me from falling into the pit of sin, of selfishness, of self-destruction, other than you? It's an invitation, Jesus, for me to say, you are my guide. I will follow you wherever you lead me. I know that I'm blind. I know that you see all things in depth, in breadth, in distance, focus. So I humble myself before you in this prayer and ask you to lead me. And I reject any pride in me that would rebel against your leading, your guiding. This is another point of meditation, Lord. It's that other, no disciple superior to his teacher. Right now, certainly a disciple can gain the knowledge of his teacher, become like them. But you're certainly, while you're a disciple, you're not superior to the teacher. And then, Jesus, you go quickly into correcting one another and noticing the splinter, you know, and that being so observant of others, but missing even more serious issues in our own lives. Right? A brother indicates you're not my teacher, you're just my peer. When it comes to peer relationships, brotherly relationships, my primary focus shouldn't be by guiding or being the teacher of and noticing the splinter. Really, with my brother, my primary focus should be keeping an eye on the wooden beam in my own eye. Like, it's remove first that. Then maybe you'll be able to see the splinter in your brother's eye. And only when you're having removed multiple beams will then your brother want to be your disciple, want to be your student. You only become a teacher and a master once others have made you that, ask you, look for you. And then only then, when they've invited you in to give those observations, do you do it. This is a message here for me, Jesus, to be actively inviting others to give me their advice, to be my teachers, to follow, to listen, especially those who are worthy, obviously, of that role. Those who I notice have done a lot of work on themselves, those who are more advanced in the spiritual life. It's a sign and invitation from you to, for all your disciples to be humble and active searchers for others to teach and guide them. But it's also an invitation to me, to all of us, to be primarily concerned with self-examination, renewal, removal of anything that's not Christ in my own life before even presuming to be proactively helping others about what they need to change or create. Correct. Jesus, I thank you for your invitation here to be humble, to learn from others, to silence myself primarily and learn and listen and observe and have introspection, and then only secondarily, after having learned from you, when invited, share what I've learned with others. Increase my humility, Lord. Increase my availability to learn from you first. take a time now to continue dialoguing with the Lord on anything that he's spoken to you, and then form your resolution for the day of how his truth can change your thought, word, or action today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.